Good morning. It's time now for our K-State Research and Extension Report. And joining us today is Rod Schaub, Frontier Extension District Agriculture and Natural Resources Agent, specializing in livestock. Good morning, Rod.
Good morning, Gary.
Today, a topic that you just got done presenting on, electric fence, and you're going to give people a little bit of an idea of what you said and maybe get them interested in that particular subject.
Yeah, that's right. You know, the Eastern Kansas Grazing School was held Wednesday and Thursday this week, and one of the things that I presented on was electric fencing. And so electric fences and the components of these electric fences have changed a lot since you and I were a kid. I remember, you know, as a kid, we'd use 17-gauge wire, and we were all the time having to fix electric fence. It seemed like deer would run through them. Something would happen. It'd be two or three times a week you might have to go down and put the fence back up and work on it. Products back then weren't as good as they are now, and now we have a much better understanding of the ground system that we need to be in place to make those electric fence systems work. It doesn't have to be that way anymore. We have better equipment. We ought to be able to keep livestock where we want them and the deer as well. So to start the discussion today, I want to talk a little bit about what makes up a good fence. Well, a good fence is what keeps livestock where we want them to be. And those fences can be physical barrier fences like barbed wire. We can use plank. We can use wood. We can have woven wire fences. Or they can be psychological barriers, like the electric fence. And physical barrier fences, they keep livestock from going over it or under it because there's actually something there that they can't get through. Whereas electric fence uses the animal's mind to keep them where you want them. In other words, the first time that you introduce livestock to an electric fence, you want that animal, when it touches it, to buckle his knees and water his eyes, and he won't want nothing to do with it again. Okay, oftentimes it only takes one time to actually train livestock to an electric fence. Electric fences have both pros and cons. And, you know, some of the cons are the things that we grew up with. We remember we've had bad experiences with them. We didn't understand them. But the cons can easily be taken over by the pros, because the pros now are, you know, it's the least cost option to build fence. It's durable, it's flexible, and it's easy to install. And when you think of all those things, that really makes an electric fence a really good option. For instance, 1 mile of barbed wire, if we were going to have somebody build it for us, it would probably cost us $10,000 or $12,000 to build a mile of fence. Well, for an electric fence that is that same mile, it's only going to cost a fraction of that. The high tensile wire that you would use for a mile would only cost you about $170. Instead of putting posts every 12 to 16 foot like you do in a barbed wire fence, you're going to have those posts spaced out at maybe 40 to 50 feet apart. So you're reducing your number of posts you're going to have to put in. You're reducing your labor cost. In addition to that, you're not going to pick that mile-long barbed wire fence up and move it. If you're putting out, let's say, a mile of electric fence that's portable, you can probably move that in 15 or 20 minutes. It's really simple. We have reels now. There's a lot of things we can use that would help us move that. And if we're back to a permanent fence, if we're using high tensile wire, we want to make sure that we use class 3 galvanized wire. We talk about durability. This stuff will probably take somewhere between 30 and 50 years before it'll start to rust. Whereas barbed wire, where the clips go, oftentimes they rust after, you know, 15 years or something. You start seeing a little rust, and that makes a weak spot. So there's a lot going on with electric fences. And if you want more information on using electric fence or building electric fence or the components that go into them, you might want to check out some videos that I have on the Frontier District website. That's frontierdistrict.k-state.edu. You click on the livestock tab and then go down to educational videos, and I think there's like 9 5-minute videos on there about building and using electric fence and the components and those kind of things. So until next time, stay safe.
All right. Thank you, Rod. Coming up Monday morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District Adult Development and Aging and Family Resource Management Agent Janae McNally.